can have our young disciples come down. She's ready.
She's ready.
Once again, wait on in. Job never ends, does it? Good morning, young disciple. Good to see you all. That's right. We are all children at heart. Certainly welcome everybody to this. I've often said, sometimes we just get a lot more out of the children's sermon than we do the regular sermon. A for effort, Ed. But I wanted to talk to you all this morning about believing, and oftentimes our response back when we hear something that is just absolutely remarkable. We say, wow, I just can't believe that. That's incredible. And sometimes it's good news, and sometimes it's not so good news. But nonetheless, we have that statement that this says, like, wow, I can't believe that. And that's a statement of excitement, really. Because it wasn't it was a while back now, I guess, if you really think about it. In my mind, it's only about 20 years, and, you know, it's not. That a person walked on the moon, right? I mean, we just celebrated that kind of an anniversary for somebody walking on the moon. That is remarkable. And we think about that in relation to a long time ago, and we find these things in the dirt when we dig sometimes, bones of dinosaurs. Can you believe that, Marley, that dinosaurs used to walk on the earth? Big dinosaurs can fly in the air? That's just, wow, you talk about something, you say, I just can't believe that. And now we think about it, emails, phone calls, man, not so much. Text. I was sending a WhatsApp last night to a buddy of mine in Okinawa, Japan, yesterday. Halfway across the world. Crazy. I mean, like that. And he responded like that. It was just, wow. You talk about things that are just hard to believe and hard to fathom, that the world arrives to us in an instant, just like that. We receive an email, we get up in the morning and we have coffee in a pod. We don't cook a pot of coffee, right? We don't wait on the coffee in the pot of the coffee to actually drip, right? But John the Baptist, you heard about John the Baptist this morning, right? That he's waiting. He's got this sense of anticipation. And we heard about that in our lighting the candle this morning, too. That we have this sense of waiting. This constant, we're waiting, and we're waiting for something that is just hard to believe that is going to happen. Something absolutely wonderful just going to happen. Right? Yeah. And we're getting excited about that. We just can't wait. We're swinging our legs on the pew and we're just running around in circles. We're ready to go. Yeah. And Gary's even doing that. But the disciples, they were waiting and waiting for this miracle to happen. And John the Baptist says, now Jesus says to the disciples, go and tell John the things that, which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame will walk. I mean, you talk about miracles. Talk about things that are unbelievable. That are just like, wow, the lepers will be cleansed. The deaf will hear. The dead will be raised up. And the poor will have good news preached to them. All of those things are just absolutely wonderful, good news that we receive day after day after day in this sense, this spirit of waiting, the season of waiting. Through this week, we will see lots and lots of things happen. And we will look at them and perhaps we will say, you know, that's a miracle. That's a Christmas miracle. And maybe it's that you found your gloves or that you found and you found that one thing that you did. You stuck your hand in the, I love this. You stick your hand in your coat pocket from last year and you pull out like a $5 bill. And you're like, yeah, you know, that's awesome. But that sense of waiting, that sense of discovery is what this season is all about, right? And that we develop that through our spiritual connection with God through Jesus. So I want you to think about that this week. Think about the things that you see that are just absolutely wonderful, that perhaps we take for granted, but then things we see that we just love and we just sense that anticipation. We get excited about. So will you pray with me? Marley, will you show our friends how we pray? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today, for the gift of healing, for the gift of friendship and fellowship, for the sense of waiting, waiting excitingly for you and your coming. Help us to see the everyday miracles in all that you do and all that you offer to us. In this way and so much more, we ask in your Son's name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Good to see you all this morning.